The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it's sprinkling, so watch out there. Somebody might hit you. Let's have some fun today, man. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. I love this. You want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when most of you guys are not in a great mood. Get over it. Let's have some fun today.
Yeah, stop being a baby.
Yeah.
Toughen up, bro.
Look, I know nothing great ever happened on a Tuesday. Well, except the pepper spray incident. That probably counts. But, you know, I know it's kind of gray and ugly out there, which means everybody's going to start driving like idiots simply because, you know, it's like spitting on the ground.
Typical Houston.
Yeah. So just sit back, relax, and we'll make fun of Matt Harvey's pecker.
Okay.
That's
trending.
That's where the show's going to start. Now, well, I don't know if it's going to start there today.
But it'll go there at some point.
Yeah. I'm in a terrific mood, I have to say.
Are you?
And I don't know why, because I decided that I really must love this job because this is kind of my escape from doing the real work around here now.
Right.
So I look forward to doing this so I don't have to think about that. So this is supposed to be fun. Is that good or bad?
No, it's good.
Or am I just addicted to this?
That's good. It's a good thing to feel like work is a release from real life.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited about our audiobook business, but it's really starting to take up a lot of my time, which I knew it would. We have, I think, 12 new projects that we're going to be rolling out by the end of June. So I've been real busy with that. Got some exciting stuff for the people, too, that I think they'll like. But, yeah, just been very busy.
I'm not in as good a mood as you.
Uh-oh.
I got a whopping 3 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, no.
I just could not fall asleep for the life of me. I feel like insomnia is starting to become, like, I used to deal with it a lot, and now I think it's starting to creep back into my life. So I used to be up till all hours of the night playing video games and watching crap TV and basketball.
I do that.
Now, I mean, I'd gotten to where I don't do that, but, I mean, last night I just laid in bed and I thought I was never going to go to sleep. The last time I looked at my clock, there was a 5 in the first number.
Oof.
And I hadn't fallen all the way asleep yet. So that was it was not good.
I found,
so I'm a little tired.
When that happens to me, it's usually on a non-drinking night.
Yeah.
I don't sleep very well on those nights. And I usually wind up staying up all night playing video games and watching bad TV.
Yeah.
But I've also gotten to where I don't really ever sleep more than 5 hours anymore.
Oh, I need it. I need at least like 7. At least 7. Otherwise, I'm a crybaby.
Well, nothing wrong with that. So I'm looking at the schedule of stuff that we have coming up that Jong sent us.
You going to tell the people?
Yeah, well.
Or is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. This is kind of cool. The whole station's doing a bunch of cool stuff. Starting Friday, John and Raheel and Unfiltered, with Dell. Don't let me forget Dell.
That's right.
We'll be at Nick's place, and then we'll be at Radio Row.
Does Dell go to Nick's place?
No, he stays
then,
back.
And then it doesn't get to be John and Raheel with Dell live from Nick's place. It's John and Raheel with Dell staying in here doing what Jong does, right? Saturday.
Because if we said the Blitz with Jong is going to be out somewhere,
we would mean Jong would be there.
And then Jong didn't show up. People would be pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dell has quite the following Jong does, but if he does, then there's going to be a lot of disappointed people.
I'm going to go with no, that he doesn't have the following Jong does. But based on what people tell us whenever we go out, where's Jong? It's always funny. They always ask.
Mostly chicks.
Yeah, mostly chicks. Some guys. But Whoever the on-site engineer is, they always ask if that's Jong.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't look small and Asian.
No.
But we need to get this set up where Jong's out at some of these things. Anyway, but we'll be at Radio Row on Friday at the George R. Brown, which should be fun, although I don't think the people can get in there.
No.
So, Saturday, Houston Game Day has a special from 3 to 5 on the heels of a Dick Vitale Hooters appearance. Which Hooters is that, Jong?
Hey, it's Jugs!
The one on 59.
Okay, so
59 near Rice.
All right. That's not too far from me. I may swing by there, say hello to the guys. Not Vitale, though. I can't stand that. That was the one thing that when I had to do the updates during the mornings when Mike and Mike was on, whenever they'd have Vitale on once a week, I would leave the room. I could not listen. Then Sunday, Houston Game Day, will be at Radio Row. We will be from 10 to 12, and then from 12
They're
to 2.
Let those guys on Radio Row.
They are. It'll be interesting.
Ooh, good luck.
What are the odds Barry offends somebody?
I think they'll be okay. Yeah, I think they've got it figured out.
So Barry and Mike will be there from 10 to noon, and on from 12 to 2, we'll be broadcasting from Fogo to Chow.
Okay.
And then Granado's hosting a Mike and Mike meet and greet.
We should have a contest to see who can eat the most meat.
You'll win that.
I'll win. I'll beat everybody.
But I'm going to eat a lot of meat. There's no question. Then Monday, championship day.
That's right.
Mike and Mike broadcasting live from the House of Blues. But the one you want to see is Reality Check from 9 to 10, also from House of Blues. Then John and Raheel from House of Blues.
I can't wait for Mike and Mike to, as they, meet the people, they hear Reality Check from 9 to 10, and that's their impression of what our station is. And they're probably like, oh, no wonder.
Imagine Dylan going up trying to meet those guys.
One of these things a mess.
John and Raheel will be 10 to noon, 12 to 2 will be Unfiltered, all at House of Blues, and then Houston Game Day from 2 to 4. So we're going to be live all day.
Live and local all day in your face.
So our Houston Game Day guys are going to be getting a lot of action this weekend. They'll do 2 to 4, and then we'll do the Blitz from 4 to 7 at House of Blues. So
beautiful.
Spend your whole day there. Well, you can leave from 9 to 10 if you want. Well, really, you can leave from 9 to 2. That's what I would do. I'd go see Mike and Mike, leave from 9 to 2, come back. See the game day guys and see us.
All right.
That sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a plan to me.
It's probably what I'm going to do, actually. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, it's a little quiet right now in the old sports world. I still had way too much stuff to talk about today.
Good.
Can we start with Matt Harvey? This is like my favorite injury ever.
Okay. Yeah, we could start with it.
Apparently, the big question about Matt Harvey's health, which everybody in New York, well, not everybody, Mets fans panicked about. Yep. Yankees fans don't care. They're like, forget that guy. Turns out he had a bladder infection.
Yep. He doesn't pee enough.
He says he held his pee too long. And it
don't do that.
It caused a bladder infection and then a clot. Now, a clot on one's bladder sounds hideous.
Would you prefer that or what happened to your balls?
I'll take the clot on the bladder, and I'll pee enough.
That balls thing was no good.
That was just even thinking about that now, I cringe.
What was it called? Torsion?
Yes, testicular torsion. That was real fun. Yeah, look up the butterfly method of fixing that, too. That was a real pleasant. But, I don't know how much of this I buy that it was because he wasn't peeing enough. I don't buy. How do you not pee enough? I mean, if you know you need to go at some point, you go, right? I guess he's young. He can hold it longer.
Yeah, I guess. You shouldn't hold it that long, though.
No. So he'll be fine. So Mets fan, you don't have to panic. Roy said, I thought Dick Vitale was dead.
I think a lot of people did. He's alive and kicking.
Well, he's alive.
And you'll be in orders, baby. those poor women. Those poor girls that are oh, man.
So, John, a lot of people asking, how do they get into House of Blues to see Mike and Mike?
It is free to the public.
All right.
Doors open at 4 a.m.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll be there at 4:30.
You will?
Yep.
You going to be there all day?
Up until maybe noon or one. I'll probably go somewhere and pass out for a little bit and then come back and do the show.
All right.
Sleep on my couch if you want.
What time do we have to be there?
4.
Oh, okay.
So you guys can drive around 3.
No, I'll probably come over early because it's like a 2-block walk. And I got nothing else to do.
Because I've got plenty of other stuff to do.
Although I don't really want to see. Well, I'll get there in time for the game day, guys. I like them.
Okay.
Everybody else, don't really care about. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And Nick said he had a vasectomy the other week. Ball surgery, not fun. You had that done. Was it painful?
No.
Okay.
Not really. Uh-oh, there's an Amber Alert.
Yeah, yours is exactly 30 seconds behind mine. Where is Leander, Texas?
It's north of Austin.
Okay, well, a 2007 gray, if you're north of Austin and listening, be on the lookout for a 2007 gray Chevrolet K2500 dually pickup truck. I don't know what a dually is
like where it's got the four wheels on the back.
So, there you go. That's kind of weird. Disco Biscuit. Blitzer PSA, make sure you're off the company Wi-Fi when you look up the butterfly method. I would recommend that. God, now I've got that in my head. Thanks. All right. Enough nonsense. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school. But I...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take some phone calls. Texter asked, U.S. soccer plays today. Does anybody care? You know who cares? Glenn Davis.
That's right.
Glenn Davis
and
will be on.
And his listeners.
At Soccer Matters at 7 o'clock, and I'm sure he will be talking about that quite a bit because U.S. is basically out of the World Cup if they lose tonight.
Yeah.
And that would be a big story, which we might even talk about. Other texter asks, hey, Fred, you were over American Pharoah early. Is there a horse you're looking at this year going into the Derby? Not yet. I'm waiting for the Florida Derby where really the two horses that everybody's talking about are going in that, Mohamed and Nyquist, and after they run, I'll have a better idea. I like Nyquist right now, but not enough to that. I don't see an American Pharoah this year, so we don't. We've been avoiding the Rockets. Does it count?
we talk about them at all yesterday.
Does it count if we talk about Rio Grande Valley?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's
well. Montrezl Harrell is a member of the Rockets organization. He's played here this year.
He is.
I'm going to go with this is probably talking about the Rockets. John, I need a ruling. Are we talking about the Rockets or no, if we're talking about Montrezl Harrell in the D-League?
Technically, you're not, but it's part of the organization.
Damn, okay. That's what I thought.
I mean, would talking about minor league baseball be talking about the Astros?
Well, if we're talking about how Jonathan Singleton is back in the minors.
That's true.
Probably so. Okay. Apparently, Montrezl Harrell got into it with Derek Cook Jr. and turned into a, I don't say a brawl, but a shoving match. And Harrell shoved a referee to the court.
Not wise.
And watching it, it looks like he wasn't trying to shove the ref. He was trying to get to Cook, and the ref just kind of got in the way. It looked like a friendly fire thing. But, of course, you know how referees react. After carefully reviewing videotape and related evidence concerning this incident, we have reached the inescapable conclusion that Harrell committed a deliberate assault and battery against referee Goldenberg.
Yeah.
Anything less than a multiple-game suspension would constitute a green light for violence against officials. Okay. Now, to me, this is completely different than the hockey player who clearly went after the ref. It doesn't look to me like he's going after him. And I hate to defend Rockets guys for anything. But, yeah, he should be suspended. But Assault and battery? Come on.
I mean, well, what do you call it? What if he would have done that to a fan?
Then he'd have been in trouble. Well, what was a fan? What would a fan be doing on the court?
Right. What I'm saying is you can't. I mean, it's still. I don't know that it's any.
You're not supposed to. Obviously, you're not supposed to shove a ref. And if it's an accident or not, he deserves a suspension.
I'm just saying. I don't. I mean, if he does get assault and battery, I don't really feel sorry for him.
Let me put this into a situation that maybe fits you better. Let's say you're in an MMA event.
Okay.
And you're just there to watch. And some guy goes after somebody else, and you step in. Are you assaulting him?
Okay.
And let's say you step in, and you're holding him back, and while you're doing that, you accidentally push somebody else to the ground.
So are you talking about during an actual fight?
No. Because this is after a game.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Did you assault the person if you accidentally...
Do you remember when that guy sucker-punched my buddy?
I do. That's kind of where I was going.
Okay. Do you think that was assault, or
no,
is that...
I don't. But the person that got in the middle of it was...
But there's a difference between, you know, subduing someone who just sucker-punched someone and shoving an innocent bystander to the ground.
Well, a referee's not an innocent bystander. He's a guy who's trying to break up the fight. He's not innocent. Let's stop with that. I'm usually the first one to say, if you intentionally go after a referee, yeah, you should be punished. There's no... Those guys aren't expecting it. It's just like those kids who went after the referee in football, just like Weidman did when he went after the guy in hockey. But if the guy's just trying to break it up and get shoved down, I think calling it assault and battery is just a little bit much. And, all right. Yeah, should he be suspended? Absolutely. It's just, he should be suspended for the fight, too. But
it's just funny that when athletes do things, it's a little bit above the law. You know what I mean? Like
The things that happen on the court, we don't, or the field, we tend to excuse because it's part of the game. Like if guys get into a big brawl right there on the basketball court and knock the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Like, do you remember when what was that hockey guy's name that hit that dude from behind and knocked his head off the ice? What was that guy's name? It was like, I mean, he played for Colorado, I think. This was years ago.
Todd Bertuzzi? Is that who it was?
Maybe that's who it was.
Or was he the guy that used the stick?
I think he used a stick.
Yeah, he did. But he did get charged, as I recall.
But, I mean, I feel like you should. Like, if you do something intentionally to hurt someone that's out of the way of the game.
No, I agree with that 100%. I'm just saying, it doesn't look to me like this was intentional. It looks to me like he was just trying to get to that guy.
Okay.
And the ref got in the way and got shoved to the ground. That I don't know that he wasn't going after the ref.
Right.
That's just how it looks. And in any of these situations.
It's hard to prove.
Right. Right. But I just think the refs are overreacting just a little bit to it. So it's not like he punched him.
Yeah, I'm watching this thing, and the ref and a bunch of players are in that little scrum there. But it does seem like the only person he really pushes is the ref. So it's kind of that gray line of it could have been on purpose, but I don't think you can charge him with assault.
Okay. Well, I mean, clearly you can.
Yeah, you can, but
I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
It was Brashear, not Bertuzzi.
That's who it was.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. He can't do it. He needs to be suspended. There's no question.
But like what kind of suspension?
I don't think it's. I mean, I would say whatever. I Weidman, I thought 20 games wasn't enough. I thought he should have been out for the whole year.
Yeah.
I think 5 games.
Okay. Remember. How long did Orlando Brown get suspended for when that ref hit him in the eye with the flag and he shoved him? You remember that?
I don't remember, but that one...
Orlando Brown, he was a tackle for the Ravens, or maybe it was the Browns at the time, but he got hit in the eye with a penalty flag, and he shoved the ref.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy's dead now, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
But...
Yeah, it was Bertuzzi who drove Steve Moore's face into the ice. Thank you, 646. I mean, somebody would know.
How long was he suspended for? John, can you research that? How long Orlando Brown was suspended for? Because, I mean, that was like shoving a ref kind of with cause. I mean, he literally threw the flag right at him and hit him in the eyeball.
Somebody says Harrell suspended 5 games without pay, will miss rest of D-League season.
So, okay.
There you go. That seems fair.
I guess so.
Because even if you didn't intend to do it, Yeah, Mark Berman just tweeted that out. So even if you didn't intend to do it, you still did it.
Right.
But I don't think that means, oh, the guy should be out for a year. That's all. So I guess that's Rockets talk, technically.
So, all right.
So, I mean, it doesn't affect the Rockets because I don't think he's coming back up anytime soon. Are we done with the Rockets now?
I'm done.
Awesome. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And if you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. You know what is kind of weird when you're so famous for the wrong reasons that when you're spotted drinking at a bar, it's a story. Did you see this about Lamar Odom? Apparently, Saturday night before Easter, he was out to the wee hours of the morning drinking at a bar, and everybody picks it up as a story. TMZ reported it. It's on Sports Grid. It's on Yard Barker. Okay. Why is that a story? Why do we? I guess because it's a Kardashian, right?
I guess so, yeah.
That's the only reason? Yeah. Think James Harden cares?
I don't think so anymore. I think he's past caring about that. I think.
I don't know why that's a story other than, yeah, he almost killed himself, but I don't think, I mean, those were sex pills and cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Brashear was stick to the head. Bertuzzi was the one that ended Steve Moore.
Okay.
His career.
And Brown was suspended for the final two games of that season and could not return the field because of his blindness. In 2001, sued the NFL for $200 million.
Okay, so he never came back after that?
He never did. Oh, he got released by the Browns.
Okay.
Wow. And yet he got suspended for pushing the guy after getting a flag in his eye.
Yeah.
But I don't think the official intended to hit him in the eye with the flag. That'd be hard to do.
Well, he did say that he threw it at him intentionally. Yeah. I don't think he meant to...
He didn't mean to hit him in the eye.
I don't think he meant to hit him in the eye, but...
Yeah. Anyway... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We got a little quarterback talk for you if you'd like. Your 49ers are expected to keep Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
Unless they're blown away by a trade offer. They won't be. Nobody's going to blow them away. And frankly, it would make no sense for them to cut him just to get the cap relief because he's hurt and there's a chance that they wouldn't get the cap relief. So really the only thing to do is keep him and let him compete with Blaine Gabbert for the job.
Yeah.
And see if he can beat him out this time. Even with all these teams that need quarterbacks, nobody wants to give you a third-round pick for this guy?
No. I mean, he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert.
I know you look sometimes at the, well, he did get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't look at that.
I take it back. Brown did come back after sitting out 2 years. He went back to the Ravens. He spent the 2001-2002 season rehabbing and got picked up by the Ravens in 2003, played tackle and defensive tackle, and basically really didn't do anything before he retired in 2006.
All right.
But he settled with the NFL anywhere between $15 and $25 million in 2002.
All right.
NFL actually settled? Probably smart, but
yeah.
Usually they lose every... I guess that makes sense from their perspective because they lose every lawsuit.
It's true. By the way, did you hear Jim Irsay's comments?
I did.
We could talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that
dummy.
When we come back. And we also have, as usual, the private Wunderlich scores.
Yes.
Not private. Some
I love out. Finding out who's really dumb.
Well, this one's going to disappoint you.
Aww.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 975. I pray you make it home.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We'll squeeze in some calls in just a second. But let's talk about this Irsay thing. This guy is... He's such a knucklehead. He really is.
Yeah, listen, this is a sensitive subject at this point. And If you didn't, do we have audio of this, Jong, by chance? No. If you didn't hear what Jim Irsay had to say about CTE, he basically said that he said, well, it's much like taking aspirin. Not enough is known about the side effects of participating in football. It's different people may have different results. I believe this. The game has always been a risk, you know, and the way certain people are. Look at it. You take an aspirin? I'd take an aspirin. It might give you extreme side effects of illness, and your body may reject it, where I would be fine. So there is so much we don't know.
Well, he is an expert on pills.
He is. He also said that intimations that the NFL knew of post-career health problems for the players in the 60s and 70s are just not true. He said, I was there. I know that's a lie. You know, no one knew anything. The only thing we knew and always knew is when you strap on your helmet and go out on the field, boy, you're taking a risk, but the reward is something. It's worth it. Obviously this is a big jump, but it's, like, saying that at this point is almost like being a Holocaust denier. Like, you just sound crazy. Like, if you really...
Well, he is crazy.
If you don't think that football causes CTE, I mean, there's enough studies and that it's undeniable at this point. And if you're someone who doesn't believe that that's a thing, you just sound like a lunatic. It's like someone who says, Oh, stop it. Black people are getting fair treatment from police. They get the same treatment as white people. No one really believes that when they say it, I don't think. I don't think Jim Irsay really believes this when he says it. He shouldn't anyway. If he does, he's a damn lunatic. But I think this is silly. That's a silly thing to say.
This guy's
always, and it's almost offensive, I would think, to a lot of these players.
The guy's an idiot. He's always been an idiot. You know, he was just fortunate enough to come out of the right penis. That's why he has money and a team. Other than that, there's really nothing that he should say about anything, because what's he going to add to the society? And I have zero respect for that guy.
No. And, what a dummy.
Do I care about the concussions and stuff? Not really. I think it's one of those stories that, you know, from our perspective, isn't really worth diving into.
Did you see... what DeAndre Levy had to say?
I did not.
He made an Instagram post, said, frequent trips to the pharmacy make you a medical expert on CTE.
Well played, sir. All right.
But he said that football is so popular, people know they can sell their story in a newspaper form or a rating on TV. So they use football because of what are more about is the business of, because what they are more about is the business of, you know, selling newspapers or seeing commercial time on TV. I know what it is, man, or I see it for what it is, man. I stand there and look at it as a grandfather and someone who has been around for 50 years, and sure, part of it is frustrating, but everyone has their own self-motivating motive, and that just happens. So basically saying a lot of these guys are just, they're coming up with these symptoms so they can write books or, you know, get TV ratings. This guy, Roger Goodell's job is to make the league look good. Roger Goodell, and since he's going to be worrying less about discipline of players and things like that, he may want to have a sit-down with Jim Irsay and say, hey, bro, shut up. This isn't great for us. What you're saying here, stop. This isn't helping.
I'll say this. I don't think 100% of the guys who are coming out right now are there's always going to be one or two guys who are trying to scam and get money and get part of a lawsuit. But I don't think there's that many. I mean, I really don't. And I don't think you come out and say something like that, because that implies it's all of them. They're all just looking for attention. Well, maybe they're trying to bring attention to something that you guys should have paid more attention to. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a call. Steve.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys, it was nice hearing you talk a little bit about hockey yesterday, so I figured I'd bring up another sport that doesn't get as much burn on the airwaves as golf, and just was curious if you guys are excited about the Open this week, and if you're taking a look at the lines. I know Jordan's going off at 6-1, and a bunch of other top 20 guys are pretty good odds at 14, 20 to 1, those sort of things. And just wanted to see what your opinion and thoughts were on that.
A, I think you mean Goff.
Goff, yeah.
Not golf.
Goff.
In the words of
Gino Auriemma.
Gino Auriemma, it's Goff and Goffers.
By the way, next week we have to do our Masters picks.
We do.
Oh, is it already fantasy? Time?
Yeah, it's the Shell Houston Open this weekend. Although next week we'll have a very busy week, so I know you guys are leaving Wednesday. We should probably do it Tuesday.
We'll make time.
We'll make time
to pick our golfers.
Yeah,
at some point.
I think we all like went even or something last.
I think
time
so.
We basically just
everybody won one and everybody lost
a couple.
Yeah, we just passed our money around.
That's all right.
Which is fine.
That's what golf is all about.
Yeah. It's a gentleman's sport.
That's right.
From a betting perspective, I have not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about. I mean, here's my guess. Jordan Spieth is good at golf. Rory McIlroy is good at golf. Phil Mickelson's good at golf sometimes.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, no longer good at golf. At golf.
Golf. No, I haven't really looked. And there's just too much happening this weekend, especially with the Final Four in town. So I'm not going to be getting out there.
It hasn't even caught my eye.
And I enjoy that tournament. I used to go every year. I haven't been for the last couple of years, and there's always something going on now, especially being in radio, that I don't get a chance to go out. So, sorry, would love to dive into that, but don't have anything I can really add. Fair question, though.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Peter says, Colin Cowherd downplays CTE. Is he a lunatic? I think so.
Yeah, he is.
I honestly haven't listened to Colin since he left the station. I really didn't listen to him when he was here. So,
has Colin Cowherd ever played a sport? Has he ever done anything athletic in his life?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know about him.
I doubt it seriously. That's the and the other question would be, is Colin Cowherd a doctor? I'm fairly sure the answer to that is no. That one is a little bit rhetorical. Colin Cowherd doesn't know what he's talking about. He's guessing.
Well, everybody's guessing with this.
Well, you know whose guest I prefer? I prefer the guess of doctors. Yeah, they seem to know.
No, they're still learning things about it. It's just, it's like any other medical thing. The more research you have, the more body of work you have, the more you can learn about it, and the more we learn about it. There's things that we didn't even know existed 50 years ago. I didn't even know what cholesterol was until I was about 15 when they started saying, hey, you got to worry about this cholesterol thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Lamont says, I believe these owners have seen the response in the concussion movie and determined the general public doesn't give a bleep. I don't think they do. I don't think they do either.
Also, I would say that, I mean, and I haven't seen the movie, but I've heard it's not very well done. And it's
zero interest for me.
Censored. So,
and see, that's the problem is I don't really care in terms of, but I do care when people say stupid stuff. I think it's ridiculous to think there's not some kind of link and that some damage was done here. Do I get worked up over it? No. Maybe I'm part of the problem. Should I be worked
up? You're definitely part of the problem.
I'm part of a lot of problems. Ferobius says, sign a waiver and get back to smashing heads. Everyone's happy. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab Isaiah real quick. What's up, Isaiah?
Nothing much, guys. But, hey, I was wondering, where's going to be the spot to actually call?
What the heck?
All right, thanks for the call, man.
The heck happened to your phone there, man?
Yeah, you got to get a new phone, bro.
I don't know if he deserved keyboard cat for that. That was just some kind of phone issue.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Because I don't think he didn't have his radio up.
No.
And I don't think he was on speaker. His phone just... Maybe it was. We don't have tunnels around here anymore, do we?
There's some smaller ones. I don't think any major tunnels.
Maybe it was going under an overpass or something. Like when your satellite radio goes out occasionally, when you're going on. Does that ever happen to you?
No. Like under a bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Just for a second.
Texter was asking what the song was we went to break with on the last one. Follow Degenerates975 on Twitter. John will tweet them all out. Because these are all local Houston performers.
Going out of that last break, it was Justin Van Zandt, I Thank You. One of your buddies, Fred.
Yeah, Justin is... Yeah, I'm not a big country guy, but Justin's terrific. Love his music. All right. Quick break. A lot more to go. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're having a finals party at the House of Blues on Monday, April 4th. We're broadcasting live all day long. Mike and Mike will kick the day off at 5 a.m., followed by Reality Check, John and Raheel Waddell, Unfiltered, Houston Game Day, and The Blitz. There will be special breakfast buffets, happy hour specials, and we'll have special guests stopping by all day. Oh, did we mention that it's opening day in baseball, too?
It is?
We'll have the game on to watch your hometown heroes take on the Yankees at noon. Don't miss a second of the action at House of Blues Monday, April 4th, brought to you in part by Papa John's. So if it's brought to us in part by Papa John's, it's probably brought to you in part by Peyton Manning.
Probably so.
So, 281 says, why is it so hard for people to understand if you play a sport where you constantly collide with other humans at a high rate of speed, it can cause brain injuries? Yeah, kind of makes sense.
I mean, I don't think people fully grasped what the long-term effects were until the last 10, 15 years.
Well, which is fine.
You know, I mean, if you're playing now and you don't realize that that's a risk, you're a dummy. I mean, I would guess that there's some sort of, you know, in your orientation, they tell you about it, I'm sure. You know, I think that's why we're seeing more and more people walk away from the game early.
Yeah.
They make enough money that's going to last them, and they get out of there, and, you know, usually they're still intact by that point. So, people should know. But you should also not, if you're on the other side of it, I mean, the players have a responsibility to do some research and figure it out, but the owners also have a responsibility to not pretend like it doesn't exist. That's foolish.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those topics that's made for a guy like Colin Cowherd or Dylan Gwynn.
Yeah.
Because they can, I mean, that's more their thing. To me, it's pretty obvious it happened. Those two should work something out. Those guys should get a little money. And but to me, it's impossible for me to get worked up over it.
Yeah.
It's just not something that's it's not interesting. Is it important? Yeah. Is it interesting? Not to me. Max asks, what do you guys think my wife and I should see? Deadpool, Star Wars 7, or Superman versus Batman? Have not seen Superman versus Batman yet. Deadpool.
Is it Superman versus Batman, or is it Batman versus Superman?
I'm not sure which. It's one versus the other. Deadpool, man. Deadpool's great.
Deadpool's better than Star Wars, I think.
Yeah.
But it also depends on what kind of wife you've got.
Most women probably will like it, I think.
It's
Ryan Reynolds, and they show him naked a lot.
It's crass. It's not...
There's
a lot of foul language.
It's very R-rated. There's some sex scenes. There's all kinds of stuff.
So it just depends on what kind of wife you have. I mean, some wives may not be interested in that kind of a movie, and Star Wars is a safe play.
If your wife does not like Ryan Reynolds' butt, then you probably shouldn't go.
And really, if your wife doesn't care about Star Wars, you should just take that off the table to begin with.
Yeah.
So not having seen Batman vs. Superman... If she's not going to be into the kind of movie Deadpool is, that's what I would go for.
Okay.
Unless your wife specifically wants to go watch Star Wars, which by now, Star Wars has been out for so long that if your wife was a big Star Wars fan, she would have already asked to go to it before now. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go with if she's cool with something like Deadpool, go with that. If not, I'd go with Batman.
Deadpool's hilarious. I would just say Deadpool. Gilbert, this is actually a really good question. Where's the best place to park for House of Blues? Your best bet there is probably to valet at House of Blues. Because the problem is, I could tell you guys about some lots, but there's so much construction going on down there that they're filled with construction workers. So most of the go-to places I could tell you are full. So that's probably going to be your best bet.
And if you street park there, your car will get broken into.
Well,
I know from experience, dude.
Not so much during the day.
Yeah, that's true.
But the other problem with that is there's a bunch of road construction going on, so a lot of the places you can park along the side of the road are not available. What you might have to do is park in the lot over at George R. Well, you can't do that because all the NCAA stuff's there. There's a lot over by Toyota Center that's a couple blocks like towards China Garden. That might be your best bet. It's only like $5. And it's about a four-block walk from there. But that's probably your best bet if you don't want to pay the $12 a valet at House of Blues. Because that lot doesn't quite fill. You know what? I'll study it in the morning and give you guys a full report tomorrow. How's that? 713-780-ESPN. Darren, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports.
Hey, man. I listen to you guys every day, just like I listen to Colin Cowherd every day, too. And I just want to clarify what the previous caller said. Colin was not trying to get at the point that CTE doesn't exist. Basically, what he was saying was CTE is not killing our children. Like, the whole conversation was brought up about, like, moms being scared of putting their children into youth football. And Colin's basically making the point that CTE, yes, it's real, but it's not killing your kids. Like, people need to stop overreacting like CTE is, like, the biggest thing that's killing kids or something in America. And that was the whole point of that.
Okay. Well, but, like, Jerome Solomon texted me and said, you know, they don't tell those 8-year-olds in Pee-wee that you can get CTE and you can eventually – it can kill you. Or you could kill yourself from it long term. I mean, there's so they don't know. I do think that's something that kids should be aware of, or at least the parents of those kids should be aware of. And it's undeniable that more parents are leery of having their kids play football now. My wife doesn't really want my kids to play football. You know, I probably won't push my kids to play football if they have other interests. You know, when I was a kid, you kind of got – you live in Texas, you play football.
Well, if you didn't play football growing up in Texas, you got assigned a boyfriend. That was pretty much it.
or
at least that's how it was in Lamarck.
Or an instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's – but I think times have changed now to where there's a lot of kids who – I mean, and the other part of it is you're – not allowed in most schools anyway to play multiple sports anymore in high school, or at least during the same season. I think you could play a fall sport and a spring sport, but you can't play every sport like you could when you were a kid. They'd started to kind of clamp down on that when I was in high school. They limited how many you could do. So now I think it's one fall and one spring sport. So, and usually if you play football, you run track. That's just, you know, that's part of the deal of playing football is in the spring you run track. So kids who want to play basketball or baseball don't play football because they're not going to run track in the fall or in the spring. So it's I think that there are going to be a lot more parents who are tentative to let their kids play football. I know for a fact because my wife is tentative about it.
I wanted my kid to play, but I never pushed him because he just wasn't interested in it. And if he had been, then I don't know how I'd feel about it. I really don't at this stage. I you know, what you do to yourself and what you put your kids through are two different things. And would I trade all the football I played growing up for anything? No. And did it mess me up? I got a shoulder that's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
And my knees are probably going to disappear here in the next 2 years. And, yeah, I took a lot of shots to the head. So what? You know, it's... Yeah, but
you also have to realize it's like a coin flip. You know, not everybody gets CT. And in a way, that's in a really, really distant relation kind of way. That's what Jim Irsay is saying is
right.
CTE affects some people differently than others.
But he was going too far with it. He's generalizing everything, and you can't really do that.
Minimizing it,
yeah.
And that's what you can't do.
TJ said, can we hang up on any Colin defenders? His style of radio is terrible. Why Colin Cowherd even comes up on our show ever makes no sense to me. I never listen. Don't really care what he has to say. So, but we appreciate you clarifying that. All right, guys, let's talk about quick weight loss. Guys, been about 2 years now since I went in, decided I need to get some weight off, and just didn't like the way I looked, didn't like the way I felt. But got the weight off, and I'm feeling better now. I'm looking better now. I'm active again. I'm getting out and running and playing basketball and doing a lot of things that I couldn't do simply because I was too big. They helped me. They've been helping people for 28 years, and summer's not too far away. You want to look good in that bathing suit. You want to be able to take your shirt off, guys, or girls. Hey, I'm fine with that too. Go to Quick Weight Loss. They're going to help you out. You're going to lose more weight faster and easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required. No prepackaged meals. And right now, you get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included. And kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no obligation consultation, all you have to do is visit one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com, or better yet, give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts.